The Afrikaans Sunday newspaper report yesterday reported that Johannesburg, a city that promotes itself as a world-class African city, has only one working fire truck. This is in comparison to Cape Town, who invested in 133 new fire trucks over the last 2 years to bolster and ultimately replacing its current fleet. The man who are making the claim is Wayne Engelbach, CEO for the privately owned firefighting operation, Fire Ops SA. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Afternoon, Yusuf.
Thank you for joining us. So just one truck is working order in Johannesburg, is that correct?
Yeah, as I actually stated to the reporter, depending on who you speak to, they've got one for the day, and sometimes they will claim that they've got three or four for the day. However, through the center of that is, it's still ridiculous. The city ought to have in excess of 110 fire engines. And so whether it's one or three or four for the day, it is equally ridiculous.
We understand that you are a former Midrand fire chief and a former operational commander of the city of Roodepoort. As such, you have extensive knowledge. Now you're saying one or three or four. My understanding is that the city of Joburg has five trucks. So where are the other five trucks or the other fire trucks that ought to be there? What has happened to these trucks?
Well, they're standing in old workshops and scrapyards all over the city. They've got 30 fire stations. Now, you can imagine that if you have a fire station, at least there should be one engine in each and then one specialized vehicle. And so just the 30 fire stations alone say there should be 30 engines at least. But they are spread over the city, and they are in the backyards of workshops that even the workshops aren't even open any longer. So they are just heaped up in scrapyards in various places, Yusuf.
This is surely putting the lives of Johannesburg residents in danger. What would ideally be needed to service Johannesburg, the big city that it is?
The 30 stations are definitely in line with world standards. The distribution and the number of the buildings are in line with the world standards. So they ought to at least each have an engine or a pumper, as we call it. And then they must have turntable ladders and hydraulic rescue platforms and rescue vehicles. They don't have rescue vehicles. I mean, they cannot extricate victims from car wrecks, which my little operation, we do at least one and sometimes two to three extrications on any given day. That's how busy the city is. So they don't have rescue vehicles. And then there are specialized vehicles that ought to be on the floors. And they just are not there. And they don't have the staff. They've got a number of bodies, but they don't have the staff to crew these vehicles. It's a dire situation.
Is it true that Johannesburg residents also have to pay thousands of rands for services even if the fire truck arrives late or fails to save the property?
That's not untoward, altogether untoward. The bylaws of Johannesburg had been written many, many decades ago, and it has always been like that. There's a turnout service fee, and I must say that the downside is the fact that they have to charge when they turn out. The upside is that the landowner simply gives it to the insurer, so it's not on the landlord to carry those costs. It's passed on to the insurer, which in most instances just simply pays the bill.
Yes, so that is in order. Okay, so, from your perspective, you've also outlined, the service that you're rendering and what is the need of the city. In your assessment, what needs to really happen to change around the situation in the city?
Well, I think there should be two approaches. The one is a very short-term approach, and the other one is a medium-term approach. In a very short term, I've offered the city and said, contract us and let us help you with the primary responses. you know, we can easily assist the city and be part of the solution for them. And if they do that for a period of 2 or 3 years, which it will take them to sort out the vehicle fleet, then at least the primary responses are seen to. In the medium term, there are a great number of issues which need to be addressed. And I, for one, am quite happy to sit with city officials and help them see the issues through. They're not that difficult to implement, but there needs to be a political will to actually start somewhere and push the recommendations through.
Yes, certainly. We hope they will heed the call. Thank you for bringing this issue to light, and we certainly hope that from here it will lead to some change. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Yusuf.
Go well. Bye-bye.